Yevamos Perek Ches Mishnah Dalet 8:4. The Mishnah says, "Amar Rabbi Yoshua." Rabbi Yoshua says, "Shamati. I heard. I have a tradition that shehasris choletz v'choltzin leishto. On the one hand, I learned that a sris, someone who's unable, a male who's unable to sire his own children, he does do chalitza, and his wife, if he leaves one widowed, does the chalitza done to her." But I also heard that someone who's a sris, again, someone who can't sire children, so he doesn't participate in chalitza, he's ineligible. And if he had a wife, his wife doesn't have chalitza done to her. And says Rabbi Yeshua, I just don't know the pshat. I don't know what to make of it and how to explain this because they're obviously contradictory traditions. Amar Rabbi Akiva ani afarish. Rabbi Akiva says, I'll explain to what it means. There are two kinds of srisim. Sris Adam and a Sris Chama. Sris Adam means someone who became unable to have his own children through a human act. So we'll call that someone who's castrated, a eunuch. So that person has one category, which Mishnah will say in a second. And the other category is a Sris Chama. That's someone who's congenitally unable to sire children. That would be someone that's sort of genetic or hormonal. Sris Chama literally means someone who became unable to sire children and of the sun. What it means, like it's in the sun in the sky. What it means is that even before he saw the sun, meaning before he's even born already, he was unable to sire children. So let's call it, they'll call it genetic or maybe hormonal or both. So they have two different statuses. So Rabbi Akiva says, Sris Adam, if it's someone who originally was capable of siring children, but then let's say he was castrated, then choletz, he does chalitza, v'choltzin l'ishto, and if he had a wife, then we do chalitza for her. Mipnei shahaisa lo sha'as hakosher, because there was a point in his life when he was able to have children. So that means that he's like in the category of those who could be make him his brother's name, or would be that he needs to have his name continued on through his brother, and therefore he participates. But a sris chama, someone who is born that way and could never have children, he's out of the picture, and therefore lo choletz, he may not do chalitza. He doesn't participate in that at all. He's not eligible. Like the Alana said in the previous, meaning if his brother, he was the only brother, she's free to go. He doesn't participate in chalitza at all. And if the other brothers, it has to be the other one. V'lo choltz in l'ishto. And similarly, if he happened to have a wife, which, listen, is a sris chama, if he's born that way, and it's some sort of a hormonal issue, etc., so then he's not necessarily to a daka, and so on, so he actually could marry someone. He could marry a regular woman. If he had been, like, castrated, then he would only be able to marry like the other people, the other list of people, the not Kal Hashem people. But be that as it may, the point is, this person was a sris chama. He was never able to sire children. But there's hormonal problems. The Bar Tanur actually brings like sort of what kind of symptoms, what kind of indications you would have. But they're all. But you'd imagine someone who doesn't have the proper, testosterone, etc., to be children. So his voice is high like a woman's. His he doesn't have facial hair or beard, and other symptoms that the partner brings and so on. So that guy lecholitz lecholtzin leishto, he doesn't participate. Bipnei shlo haislo shas hakosher, because he never was in the category of those who are having children. Therefore, he doesn't participate in this idea of being make him a shame or having to have his shame being make him hukam. Rabbi Eliezer is going to disagree with Rabbi Akiva. He says the other way around. Loki, it's not that way at all. It's the other way around. Ela sris chamacholet, someone who was born that way, he does do chalitza, v'choltz l'ishto, and if he had a wife, the wife needs chalitza, mipnei sheyesh lo refua, because this congenital problem he has could be solved. It's not like he's missing a piece. If a person's castrated, so then of course that's, game over for him. But if the person just simply, hasn't reached puberty and he's, 20 years old, well, maybe he'll get proper whatever, nutrition or otherwise, and he'll be able to do it. He'll get better. Sris Adam, says Rabbi Eliezer, someone who was, had some trauma or intervention from human beings, so then lo choletz v'lo choltzin l'ishto, that guy doesn't do chalitza and his wife doesn't have chalitza done to her, maybe she ain't lo refua. There's no way he can get fixed, so it's a dead end. Hey, Rabbi Yoshua ben Beseira, Rabbi Yoshua ben Beseira actually testified, al ben Magusas, this fellow whose name was ben Magusas, Shahayav Yerushalayim Sris Adam, he was a Jerusalem resident and he had been castrated, V'yibmo es ishto, and he died without children, and his wife had yibumed onto her. Lekayim divrei Rabbi Akiva, the brother-in-law did yibum, and that is a story which affirms that Rabbi Akiva's kalach is the correct one, and that is the din. Lalacha, meaning a sris adam dadzu chalitza, and his wife does have a chalitza done to her. His wife has yibum done to her, or chalitza, but he, of course, as a sris adam, doesn't do yibum, because he's pasul lavo bakal Hashem, he can't marry into the regular Jewish people, so his sister-in-law, the widow, he can't take his wife, so he wouldn't be able to do yibum on her, he had to do chalitza, unless, of course, she was a mamzeres, or one of the other people on the list, in which case actually it would be mutter for him to marry her, and therefore actually indeed they could even do yibum.